Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.
Round 14 of the URC this weekend as Connacht return to their domestic league action with five games remaining in the season. They take on Zebre at the Dexcom Stadium with a 7:35 p.m. kickoff live here on Galway Bay FM. Zebre are bottom of the table, jointly with the Dragons, who Connacht will play away next weekend. So let's have a look now at the team that Connacht have selected for this match. 15, Shane Jennings. 14, John Porch. 13, Tom Farrell. 12, Bundy Aki. 11, Andrew Smith. 10, JJ Hanrahan. 9, Matthew Devine. 1, Jordan Duggan. 2, Dave Heffernan. 3, Finlay Beelam. 4, Joe Joyce. 5, Niall Murray. 6, Seamus Hurley-Langton. 7, Connor Oliver. 8, Sean O'Brien. And the substitute, 16, Tadhg McIlroy, 17, Peter Dooley, 18, Sam Elo, 19, Oisin Dowling, 20, Jared Butler, 21, Caelan Blade, 22, Cathal Ford, 23, Paul Boyle. So Connacht have gone 6 forwards and 2 backs on the bench. Worth noting that this is Matthew Devine's first start at 9. Shane Jennings moving from the wing to fullback, and Finlay Beelam will earn his 200th Connacht cap tomorrow. And after that team was announced, I caught up with assistant backs coach Mark Sexton to discuss the selection and the game.
Interesting team, Mark. Few changes from last week, or from the previous 2 weeks, which I suppose is not surprising. A couple of big ones as well. Finlay Beelam on his 200th appearance. Is starting, Shane Jennings at fullback, and young Matthew Devine making a start at 9. So big opportunities for them, and opportunity for Finlay to get a bit of acclaim from the fans for what is a stupendous record.
Look, 200 caps is an unbelievable record. 200 rugby games in your whole career is some record. So to do it at a professional level for a brilliant team, fair play to Finlay. We're all delighted for him. Yeah, I think a couple of changes. We've had a couple of heavy travel weeks, 3 weeks on the road, so changes are necessary. And then also from a performance point of view, I think a couple of lads have really put their hands up. Matty Devine has been brilliant, both in training and the way he played for the last half hour of the Treviso game. So, and likewise, Shane Jennings, both against Poe and Treviso, had some brilliant moments. So. It's brilliant to give these young lads a go.
It's a different challenge for Matty, though, because when you start, you have different responsibilities. And he talked about that during the week when he was at the press conference, that it's not just about playing the game. You have to manage the scoreboard. You have to set the tone for the game and that sort of stuff. So he'll need a bit of advice coming from the inside and outside of him. But he's got good players there, JJ Hanner and Bundy Aki.
Yeah, I'm sure JJ and Bundy will definitely help him. But really, we've all the confidence in the world in Matty. He played in an Irish 20s campaign 2 years ago, Grand Slam champions, and he was probably the player of the tournament, so he's been a long time waiting for his opportunity. He manages games very well. He's unbelievably quick to the ball, speeds up our game, so very excited to see both him managing the game but also enforcing his way of playing on the team.
Is it fair to say maybe Connacht are a bit reluctant on occasions to pick some of the younger players that you say he's been waiting a fair while, because they don't get an opportunity to play a lot of representative rugby other than these type of games, which is something that maybe needs to be looked at. I know it's discussed regularly, but he's got his chance now, but it's quite late in the season.
Yeah, look, it's very difficult because in order to gain trust in a player, you have to see how they go in the big games. So the only way of actually getting them in is by playing them. So it's, I suppose, it's quite difficult, but at the same time, we're delighted to give him the opportunity now. So hopefully he takes it.
And of course, he's a young player, similar to Shane Jennings, Cathal Ford, the Murrays. I mean, they're coming through the Connacht pathway now. And that's five players I've just named there. And there are others, Dylan Tierney, Martins, and others, have come through this Connacht system, which for a long time didn't produce an awful lot of players, but now it's starting to. And that's what the club wants to see, but it's also what the fans want to see.
Yeah, the academy has done a brilliant job, you know, and if you think about the other lads not involved, you got John Devine, who was brilliant at 20s, Hugh Gavin, who's still currently at 20s, he'll be our 24th man this weekend, so he'll warm up. You know, there's a long list of lads who have been involved in the 20s for the last 2 years. Daniel Hawkshaw, another Grand Slam winner. So fortunately, the academy is doing a great job of bringing them through, and now it's up to us to give them opportunities and bring them through. Yeah.
Talking about that, do you think there needs to be? Because it's discussed every year and it never happens, but there needs to be some sort of an Eagles program for all four provinces to get these players playing in their representative jersey. It's all right going off and playing club rugby, but they're all playing in different clubs and stuff. I don't know how you do it because, you know, you had the old, was it the Anglo-Irish Cup or something? That's gone back a long time. It's gone back to Pat Lamb's days, but people will come and see. People always want to see these guys playing, but it gives you an opportunity to view them as well in a good level of rugby.
I fully agree with you. I actually don't know what the answer is, to be honest. But I do agree with you. I think there needs to be some sort of a competition just below this level, whether it's, you know, an Interpro and we play against the other provinces two or three times a year, or whether they go abroad and look at the Scottish clubs or the Welsh, which they did before. But there has to be a solution. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, it's a big job, I suppose. David Nusifora tried to get it and it didn't happen, and now David Humphreys has come in, so maybe he'll have to put his mind to that as well. Just looking, I mean, look, it's difficult. Zebre are what they are. They don't win a lot of matches. They don't win away matches. But they're still a professional rugby side. And if you don't hit your straps and do your own stuff right, you can turn this into a very messy sort of game. What's the message that the players have been getting this week?
I think it's exactly that. I think, you know, as you just said, Zebre aren't a bad team. They've got some brilliant individuals. They've got quite a good attack. They've got a long kicking game, so we need to look after ourselves. And you know, they went to Musgrave Park a couple of weeks ago, got four tries there, and actually played some good rugby, and were in it for a long period. They challenged Leinster close at home, so we're well aware of the threats possessed by Zebre. So, look, we just need to make sure that we're 100%. And if we're at 100%, then the score will look after itself.
Just talking about their kicking game, Shane Jennings at fullback now. We've seen him on the wing. He's made quite a name there in the last couple of weeks. He's very hard man to stop when he gets the ball. He'll have more defensive duties, and he'll have the job of organising the back three as well. But he looks well up for it.
Yeah, Jenho's a great player. Great guy to have around the place. Was brilliant in his cameos that he had last year, and again this year. So I'm delighted that he's getting a start, and he's been brilliant with the ball and actually off the ball if you have a look back at the game. So we're delighted to get him in.
And it's the second last game at the Dexcom Stadium before it changes radically to never look like this again. So it's an opportunity for fans maybe to come along and have a look, because what you see from the next time, well, after the Stormers, the next time you're back, it'll look completely different, and it'll be fantastic when it's finished.
Unbelievably exciting times, isn't it? You know, the Clan is a special place, and hopefully, like always, they make unbelievable noise for us. And it's probably going to be a sad day when it gets knocked down, because it's a very, very special place. So we've Dragons and then, Zebre, and then we've Stormers. So two unbelievable opportunities for the fans to come out like they always do.
Mark, good to talk to you. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So that's Connacht's views on things. Now let's have a look at the side that has been selected by Zebre. 15, Lorenzo Pani. 14, Jacopo Trulla. 13, Scott Gregory. 12, Fatuli Pia. 11, Simone Gessi. 10, Geronimo Priescatelli. 9, Gonzalo Garcia. 1, Mohamed Hassa. 2, Gianpetro Ribaldi. 3, Juan Pinteria. 4, Leonard Krumov. 5, Andrea Zambonin. 6, Guido Volpi. 7, David Ruggeri. 8, Giovanni Licata, the captain. And the substitutes, 16, Tommaso Di Bartolomeo. 17, Danilo Fischetti. 18, Riccardo Genovese. 19, Matteo Canali. 20, Jacopo Bianchi. 21, Thomas Dominguez. 22, Franco Smith Jr. 23, Enrico Lucin. Unfortunately, Zebre weren't able to supply us with any English language audio. When the match kicks off tomorrow evening, the referee will be South African Amy Barrett-Thron. And that's her seventh game in the tournament. The assistants are Peter Martin and Thomas O'Sullivan from the IRFU. And the TMO is Colin Brett from the Scottish Rugby Union. That's Connacht versus Zebre live tomorrow evening here on Galway Bay FM with a 7:35 p.m. kickoff. Vital game for Connacht. They need a win and they need 5 points. And that's really the minimum.
Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.